If I was going to engineer a super sauropod, I'd give it a bigger brain, because it would be a negligible investment. We're talking about a few more pounds on an animal that already weighs 40 or 50 tons. But if it was smarter, then it could practice more extensive parental care. The babies themselves could be smarter. It could put fewer resources into reproduction and more resources into growing larger.
Growing larger when you already weigh 45 tons sounds impossible, but it isn't.
If I wanted to grow a 200-ton sauropod, that's where I'd start, with about 7 more pounds of brain.
No land animal ever grew to 200 tons, but evolution did keep dinosaurs going for 165 million years. They adapt to a world of tremendous geological change and soaring global temperatures, a world where little stays the same. But then comes catastrophe from the sky. A meteorite strikes the Earth. The age of the great dinosaurs comes to an end, and these huge and magnificent creatures seemingly cease to exist. But things are not always as they appear. Maybe dinosaurs are still here. Maybe they're still all around us. And it seems clues are everywhere. A sauroposeidon could raise its massive head over 18 meters into the air. But this was only possible because their neck bones were so light, almost 85% hollow.
The neck vertebrae of sauroposeidon are 4.5 feet long, but they were almost all air.
A T-Rex grew to 6 tons in weight, as big as a killer whale. Yet, like sauroposeidon, its bones were honeycombed with empty spaces. And there's another clue. The lungs of Deinonychus, T-Rex, and sauroposeidon are designed like those of living things we see all around us every day.
We look at the respiratory system, it's not like those of mammals at all. It's like something much smaller, much more delicate, like birds.
Graceful, soaring on the breeze, one of the best adapted and most common creatures to inhabit the Earth. Birds are almost certainly descended from the mighty dinosaur.
Everybody knows that birds have hollow bones, and a lot of people think that's an adaptation for flight. What not a lot of people realize is that birds inherited their hollow, air-filled bones from their dinosaurian ancestors.